Blog Talk Radio.
Today's Thursday, March 27th, 2014, and I actually got some good news for everybody, and the news is that we've got the Art Thomas event set up. We actually got a place we're going to have it, and it's pretty awesome that I got everything set up, and they have some openings down there at the center. I really asked for some churches to open up to us this event, and didn't have many of them open up, and I really think it's because people has really discarded the power of God. They pray every day for people, but they really don't believe it's really going to happen. And it's pretty crazy that people think that way. I mean, I'm sure some people believe that it will, and some people really believe heavily in prayer, but, you know, on the back burner, it's still really, you know, they're really not too sure about it. But the thing of it is, this here proves it. The Holy Spirit, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, it will prove it to you. It will heal people. It will transform your life. That's what happened back in biblical days, and that's what happens nowadays. If you just, you know, if you're born with the Holy Spirit, that stuff happens. I mean, anybody that has accepted the Lord and has the Holy Spirit in them, they see things happen all the time. They see miracles happen. They have communication with the Lord. They have all these things, but these people that don't really have much of a prayer life, they only go to church maybe once a week, and then it stops there. They pray during the sermon and a few things, and they leave. That ain't church. Church is a everyday thing. Your body is a temple. It's supposed to keep praise in that. I know we all ain't perfect by no means. I've not said anybody. I'm especially not perfect myself. But I keep close to the Lord all the time. And I'm trying to make myself more like Him. I'm trying daily to make myself more like Him. And He works with me. He has struggles, and He has some good points He likes about me. And, you know, we all that way until we're fully transformed, and like it says, when we see Him, we will be like Him. But there's many different things going on there. But I'm going to get right down to the workshop. The workshop's called Evangelism Training, Empowered by the Holy Spirit by Evangelist Thomas. It's going to be May the 16th and the 17th. May the 16th, the session will start at 7 p.m. and probably end around 9 p.m. Okay, he's going to get into the basics about healing, and he's going to he'll be getting into the Word first about pointing how, you know, what healing does, what's going on with you, ask you to receive Christ if you're not, because if you don't, it won't work. You know, you've got to receive the Holy Spirit. It don't work. He's the battery and operation to all of it, and he'll walk you through things, and a lot of people will. You'll know what to do. You will not know what to do if you ain't really did this type of evangelism before. You won't. And it just don't come to you. You've got to study. You've got to know. I found that out myself. You've got to know people that's done this. You can read it in the Bible, but it won't register because you've never done it before. If you talk to somebody that has done this before, it will register. But you've got to be around people that's done this before. Even Jesus took the disciples out and showed them how He did things. He taught these people how to do things. It just didn't pop in their head. He showed these people how to do these things. So you have to be shown too. And a lot of people's got a lot of their things, you know, rigged up wrong in their minds because they've already got it marked out anyway. They think it quit back in biblical days, but it didn't. And God's opening up the power of God now here on earth. And if you want to be the part of the party, you know, step up and, you know, get into the program and see what's going on, you know, with this stuff. And let the Holy Spirit transform your life, transform your family, heal your family, transform your family. I can't tell you how many miracles has happened to me that I've been healed and I've been led to the right places at the right time and all that stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been helped by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord. I even pray for my own self. And Jesus is my Band-Aid, and I pray for myself quite often. And, you know, that's something that you need to do. You need to learn how to do this. You know, get your prayer prayer language going up. A lot of people say, well, once you know, receive the Holy Spirit, you know, you get that prayer language. Not all the time you don't. A lot of times, sometimes you may, and sometimes you may not. And there is a prayer that, you know, activates this prayer language. And sometimes the Lord will freely give you this prayer language. It's freely given no matter what. I mean, He could stop it no matter what. There's so many different ways you can receive this that the Lord will freely ask, but it's going to be your will to receive this a lot of times. But anyway, what's going to happen, like I said, Friday, we're gonna be starting the session from 7 to 9. We're going to be going in biblical scriptures and trying to get people saved that's not been saved. Saturday, it's going to be from 9 till 12:30. We're going to be doing a lot of hands-on. We're going to be doing, you know, talking about deliverances, what to do in situations, how to deliver the good news to people when you're witnessing to them, where they won't get freaked out and run off. You know, tell them the good news and really show them, you know, biblically how things are, and you know, really, you know, share the good news with people without scaring them, and be very gentle with them. Then do a healing for them, you know, show them the power of the Holy Spirit, and you know, stuff like that. And a lot of people say, you know, see on the page says activation. Activation is when you're out doing what Christ did. That's what activates you. When you're out doing what He asked you to do, you'll start getting activated. But He likes to see if you're going to keep on with it. That's activation. It's pretty awesome how that stuff happens. But you know, like I said, you've got to walk the walk. When you walk the walk as Christ did and as the disciples did, this stuff activates, and that's what we're going to be doing Saturday. We're going to let you walk the walk of Christ. We're going to take you to a few malls or to a Walmart. You know, we'll all get the car and drive up there, and Art will lead us, you know, show us how to do these things. We'll go in groups or however many we need to do, and we'll go out and see what happens. And a lot of times, you know, Art Thomas has a lot of people that's actually did a lot of things and had a lot of results. Actually, in the training, there's been healing. There's been transformations going on. People have taken the training. Now, I do ask for a love offering because I've had to foot a lot of this myself, you know, to get a place and all that. I had to foot a lot of this myself, and I was more welcome. You know, I love put stuff like this on. The Lord guided me to open up the power of the Holy Spirit in this county. If there's open enough opportunity for you guys in the county to come out and experience this, to learn this, because the Lord really wants you to learn this stuff. And like I said, it's really learning how to use it, knowing what the verses are. You know, people did hands on. It's done this a while. We're going to have a few guys there that has already done this in this area. It's only a few. It's like a handful of people's done this, and they're going to be there helping you too. So we'll take you out in groups, and we'll see the power of God move through you. And after this event, I'm going to tell you one thing: you're going to be able to talk to your family better. You'll be able to show them the power of God. If you go to school, you'll be able to show them the power of God by healing their leg, their arm, whatever needs to be done. God will reveal Himself to them. There'll be all type of things going on there, and it's going to be amazing what you're going to see. But just show up. I mean, like I said, it's just a love offering. You know, we really need a love offering to help foot this bill, but, you know, we really need you to receive, you know, Jesus Christ or use the Holy Spirit in you to transform this world. We need it desperately that right now. We've got crime on the street. We've got drug dealing on the street. We've got mayors going down on corruption. I mean, we've got all type of things going on here, people. We really need the Holy Spirit on the street praying for people, because when you pray for people, what happens? You're destroying the enemy's kingdom. Just by praying for them, letting the Holy Spirit, you know, reveal things to them, you're destroying the enemy's kingdom. And more people you pray for, you know, more of his kingdom will get destroyed. And you're not only healing their physical items, you're healing the inside of them, bringing the light open inside of them. You see things happen. But like I said, you know, it's going to be 16th and 17th. Friday it's going to be 7 to 9. And Saturday it's going to be from 9 until we get finished. Maybe it'll be 3:30, I'm not sure. We ain't going to be in the building the whole time. We're just going to be there for about 3 hours, then we'll be out, you know, praying for people. But, you know, you probably will have to bring your own lunch. You know, go out, we'll have lunch breaks, stuff like that. And you can go out and get lunch if you need to, or whatever you feel like you need to do. But, you know, it's going to be a great time. You're going to learn a lot. We're going to experience a lot. You know, a lot of great things are going to happen that day. You're going to see the Lord touching people. Unbelievable, you know, miracles happen right and left through people, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. So, you know, don't turn this event down, because it'll be something that you will never forget. I'm trusting. And I would like to tell y'all about my Facebook for the Healing Light. It's www.facebook.com/healinglightshow. I mean, if you experience any miracles off of my show, that you listen to something and something happened to you, just let us know how it's touched you. And if you want to listen to many other shows, it's blogtalkradio.com/locate77. Go there and you can listen to as many shows as you want. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go right to the subject for today. It's I welcome harmony in my life. It says, in music, this decisions is resolved by moving to a constant chord. I sometimes may experience decisions or conflicts in my relationship. In the same way that I move my fingers to a different key on the piano, I can shift my words and actions or change my perspective and invoking harmony. If I believe I lack tools to resolve the issue, I open my heart to God and pray. Here is the solution. How can I see it differently? What can I learn? Surrender it all to the presence of God within me and listen for the inner guidance and directions. As I let go of conflict, I learn that every situation is a lesson in love. I learn how to respond mindfully, and my relationships are restored in peace and harmony. It also says in Colossians 3:14, it says, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Clothe yourselves in love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So when you love somebody, you have harmony with them. When you don't love somebody, you don't have harmony. Okay. Now Christ, he loved us all. He loved us in harmony. I mean, no matter what situation came to him through people, he loved them anyway. It's like they showed many situations to him. Like he had prostitutes, he had tax collectors, he had fishermen, he had all type of people coming to him, but he loved them no matter what. No matter what disease they had, he loved them, he healed them, and showed them God's love. And that's what we need to do. We need to show more harmony to people than what we do. A lot of times we come out of church and we're ready to go eat, you know, Sunday lunch and maybe go KFC or to a cafeteria, wherever we may go. And after we eat, you know, Sunday, you know, church is over with and we're ready to get back to our old selves. But that ain't where church stops. That ain't where, you know, where we need to stop in our life. We need to actually, you know, start creating our church or creating ourselves as a church, like I said earlier. And watch what we say. And you know, a lot of times some of the words that comes out of our mouth to other people will create harmony in other people, because they will feel better about themselves. They will love other people that day better if you would say a kind word to them. It's like if you see somebody down, you just go up to them and say, hey, man, thank you for being here. You know, today's a great day, and I really hope you have a great day like I have. And say the Lord loves you. He died for you. And, you know, if you want to know him someday, here's a card. Or say, just say, Jesus loves you. Just ask him in your heart, and he'll be there. Just say that to him. Or just apply hello. How you doing? Or however you respond to somebody with love, you know. It's just like the other day, I saw one of my teachers from middle school, and I'm not so in many years. He's been retired for many years, too. And I went up to him, and he didn't really know who I was, so I told him my last name. He knew who I was after that. And I told him, I was like, hey, I was like, do you know me? He says, what? He didn't know my first name. He said, just tell me your last name. He said, oh, yeah, I remember you. I said, thank you. I said, thank you for teaching me. I said, I learned a lot from you, and I really respected everything you said to me. I mean, you really got to me and got through my head where I could actually learn something. I said, thank you for everything you did. He was a great teacher. He's like, thank you for saying that. And that just, I just saw a smile go across his face, and he was happy for the rest of the day. He was just so grateful for, you know, something I said. And I've always liked that teacher. He was a great teacher, and he did some good things. And a lot of times, not a lot of people appreciate people like that. And they need to be appreciated because it ain't many of them out there. But it's just something that easy. This little something can brighten somebody's day, you know. You know, they might be having a terrible day and say, or, you know, give them a dollar. Say, here, you know, go get you a drink. You know, you look like you're thirsty. Give you a drink. Or, you know, have a nice day. You know, hey, just wave. Hey, how you doing? God bless you or something. You know, any little thing like that will really, 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 really help somebody out. Just something nice. I mean, you don't have to go, I mean, it's good to go and pray for people. I mean, it's great to go pray for people. But what you do need to do, one thing you do need to concentrate on is just saying a kind word to somebody. Just say a kind word to somebody. And that means a whole lot is just say a kind word to somebody. And just, you know, share the love of Christ. Be a light in the world. Share your harmony. And see, more you're nicer to other people, the more you share your love and affection to other people, the more you'll be like Christ, and the more harmony will come your way. Because if you're in a great, not everybody is in a perfect mood all the time. It's hard to do that sometimes. But if we try to look for the, you know, the best in life, even if the day, you know, plum sucks, you know, it's been a bad day and you're just, you know, everything just went wrong, just try to find something good within that day. Maybe, you know, you got a free cookie out of the break machine that day. Maybe that's the only thing that happened good, you know, in your life that day. Think about that. Say, thank you, Lord, for that cookie that you've given me. It really helped me out. You know, I didn't have to spend that change. A lot of things, you know, is working out. It's just like a lot of people, you know, we talk about Art Thomas. Art Thomas said when he went overseas to pray for a bunch of people in Africa or wherever that was, and he said that he didn't expect a whole lot of miracles, but he saw a lot of miracles anyway because Jesus was on his side. He started seeing miracles pop out right and left, and it wasn't his faith that did that. It was Jesus working with him. Other people had faith in him. It was popping out miracles right and left. And the whole time he knew he didn't do it. He knew Jesus did that. So it ain't you doing it. You know, every time you shine a little light or just show some type of support, God will show up. You say hey to that guy, the Holy Spirit may unite a seed of love or a seed to, you know, a drawing to the Lord. You'll know what's going to happen with just a little hello or a thank you or, you know, I hope you have a good day. That shirt looks good on you. I like that hat. Them shoes are nice shoes. I really like those shoes. Just anything like that, you know, can really, really, really brighten somebody's day. And never stop to brighten somebody's day because it's awesome to see somebody smile. We'll be right back, and I'm going to go ahead and play My Hope Is In You. I love that song. I'm Glory, glory, glory. My hope is in you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to get right into 1 Corinthians. See, 1 Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, 50. It says, I tell you this, my brothers, an earthly body made of flesh and blood cannot get into God's kingdom. These perishable bodies of ours are not the right kind to live forever. But I am telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die. We shall all be given new bodies. It will all happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown, for there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died all suddenly become alive, and new bodies that will never, never die. And then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies too. For our heavenly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish but will live forever. When this happens, then at last the scripture will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where then is your victory? Where then is your sting? For sin is a sting that causes death will all be done, and the law which reveals our sins will no longer be our judge. How we thank God for all of this. It is He who makes us victorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. So my dear brothers, since future victory is sure, be strong and steady, always abounding in the Lord's work, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever wasted as it would be in there if there wasn't no resurrection. So what he's saying, you know, at the last days, like some people think we're in the last days now, the Lord put this on my mind to read this for y'all. But as they say, in the last days that our bodies will be turned into heavenly bodies and the dead will be raised. And that's what, you know, Corinthians are saying here. And, you know, and it says nothing that you do is wasted in the sight of God. I mean, giving that dollar to that poor guy on the street, that might give him a good, that you do it because of love. When you do it because of love, it really means something. It ain't because you're getting kudos, you know, or you're getting, you know, little chips. You know, like at Chuck E. Cheese, you get a chip when you win something. It's not nothing like that. It's because you're showing love. You're showing compassion. You're showing humility to them. That's what really counts is humility and love you're showing to these people you care about. And that's one thing I saw in a lot of Christians that really, really walks the talk, what they say. They show humility to people. They care about things. They care about what happens to these people. They love these people. And that's what really takes the cake when it comes to really, you know, when God really sees what you're doing and you're really transforming people and you really care about them is when you're doing things for them. Not because you're going to get paid back for it, so-called. But you're going to, you know, you're doing it because you care. And that's what God wants to see. He wants to see you care about people. And, you know, we are promised a great future. We are promised a forever home here in the Word. And, you know, once you go, you know, like they say, you know, heaven is a far-off place. You know, it could be that. And plus, heaven, as I know, is within you. You create that heaven within you. Let the Holy Spirit transform you, and the finished job is with the Holy Spirit. When He keeps on transforming you, getting them dark ways out of your mind and transforming you, you start feeling better. You start seeing things better. You start seeing people in different view. Now, if you see people and the, you know, everything is terrible now, you know, it's all, you know, people so mean and angry and this and that, that's because you're mean and angry inside too. And everybody's reflecting what they're seeing. If they look at bad news, they look at, you know, horror movies all day long, and then they go ahead and they watch, you know, Channel 3 News that shows killings all the time, and watch, you know, Bloody Harry. You know, they're going to have corruption inside their heart. They're going to have things, I ain't going to say corruption, but they've got this stuff instilled in their mind. And it's going to play out during their dreams, during something. They're going to have weird thoughts flowing through their head. What he's saying, you know, keep your mind clear. try to keep yourself away from these type of moves. Try to keep yourself in a good situation mentally, and then you'll see things transforming you. This heaven will start reappearing in you. You start praying and staying in the spirit, you start seeing things transform. But that's about all I'm going to speak about today. You know how I get them tantrums and I start talking about many different things. The Lord wants to fit many things in my show. It's not nothing really planned out a whole lot. It's more of the Holy Spirit just moving me, and I just, you know, let it loose. But I am proud that Art Thomas is coming to town in May, and I'll be advertising this about every show I got just to let people know about it. And if anybody wants to know any more about it and wants to sign up, just go to, you know, Facebook. It's called Evangelism Training Empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's called Evangelism Training Empowered by the Holy Spirit with Evangelist Art Thomas. That's what it's called. You can go and sign up there. Or you can call me if you wish. It's 828-461-3604. It's 828-461-3604. And let me know that you're coming. And I'll be more than happy to put you on a list, and we'll know that you're going to come to the event. But, you know, it's going to be a great event. You're going to learn a lot. I'm going to learn a lot. Everybody there is going to learn a lot. It's going to be amazing. And you're going to see the Holy Spirit work on many people and work through you. That's what's going to be so cool about it. That is time. I'm going to say a prayer for anybody that's sick, that's having situations in their life. In this time, Lord Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to heal any headaches that's going on. Pain, leave the head now in Jesus' name. Any legs that's having situations, I command the bone, the muscles to be repaired, the foot, the tendons, and all the muscles in the foot to be repaired now in Jesus' name. I command it all to be repaired now. Muscles grow together, bones grow together, tendons grow back together. Spirit of pain, I curse you and I bind you and I command you to leave them in Jesus' name. I command you to go back to the pit you came from. Go now in Jesus' name. Somebody's got carpal tunnel or something in their hand, I command that hand to be healed. I command the bones to be repaired, the tendons, the muscles in the hand to be repaired in Jesus' name. Somebody's having sinus issues, I curse the spirit, I curse the spirit of sinus infection. I curse you and bind you. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Somebody has a cough, has something going on, I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command the spirit of infirmity. If the spirit of infirmity is on anybody, I curse it. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. If you've got sickness in your stomach, leave in Jesus' name. I bind you, I curse you, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Let's see, what else I'm feeling? I'm feeling this prayer. Anybody's got chest pains, I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command all demonic spirits to leave the chest, leave the lungs, leave the heart. I command you all to leave these areas now in Jesus' name. I bind y'all, I curse y'all, command y'all to leave now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bring your peace upon these people now. Let them know your love. Show them your blessing. I mean, just fill them for your blessings, Lord. Fill these people for your blessings that they never saw before. They might have had you know, job problems. Their finances is all messed up. I ask you to fill their pockets full of money. Fill it full of blessings. I mean, let them see finances flow for once. Let, you know, help their finances. Let them flow for once. And show them your blessing to them. Show your love to them. You know, if they got, you know, if their family's tore apart, ask you to bring peace upon that family. Get the enemy out of that family. Get the spirit of frustration out of that family in Jesus' name. You know, bring these people together. I ask you in sweet Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you had any things, you know, going on, hopefully that prayer will touch many things that's going on in your life. And if you want to accept the Lord, I just say his prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me and rose again. I ask you to come within my heart, put your hand over your heart, to say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive any sins I've done and any sins that that is unknown that I've done. I ask you to forgive all these sins. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming in my heart. And I want to, you know, say in Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, and thank you for blessing us and keeping your grace upon us. I thank you. Thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I'm going to have another show Saturday. I had to have a later show today because I had a lot of things going on here around my house. I'm getting ready for lawn care season, as you should know. You know, it's springtime and grass is getting ready to grow. It's not grown good yet, but it's getting ready to. I had to get ready for that. I get my trailer reboarded up and all that stuff. And I have a lot of stuff going on. But I will see you Saturday morning around 10 o'clock. Knock on wood, everything works out right. I'll see you then. And anytime during long season and stuff like that, the shows will fluctuate back and forth different times. I can't really help it. It just happens that way. But just stay tuned to Facebook, and it will lead you, or Twitter. It will lead you to the times. But most of the times it's around 9:30, 10 o'clock on Saturdays and Thursdays. I'm trying to have a show more now. Last year I kind of stopped when it came about springtime, but I'm trying to have the shows just a little bit more now than what I normally do. But I do thank you all for listening to my show. Bring more people to the show. And God bless every one of y'all. I'll see y'all Saturday.
My feet have left the lead, and in the rush